Tennessee mayor and former WWE star Glenn Jacobs says Dwayne Johnson should stay out of politics. By Dylan Gwynn on November 24, 2024. Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson has entered many arenas and typically dominated whatever stage he has ventured onto. However, there's one stage he's being advised to stay away from, the arena of politics. Former WWE star and current Tennessee mayor Glenn Jacobs appeared on the Going Ringside podcast this week. When asked about Johnson running for office, Jacobs made his feelings on the subject clear. "If I'm him, I wouldn't," Jacobs said. "Politics is incredibly contentious and toxic right now. Everybody likes Dwayne, no matter where you are on the political spectrum, because he's a great entertainer and he's a good guy. Got to remember that no matter what you say in politics, 50% of the people are just going to knee-jerk disagree with you, and you're going to really take some folks off. I've had to deal with that, obviously. If I were him, I would advise him not to do that, personally." Johnson got a taste of what Jacobs was talking about in 2020 when he endorsed Joe Biden for president. However, Johnson said no when asked whether he would double down on that endorsement in 2024. "Am I going to do that again this year? That answer's no," Johnson told Fox and Friends then. "I'm not going to do that. Because what I realized that what that caused back then was something that tears me up in my guts back then and now, which is division. And that got me. The takeaway after that months and months and months. I started to realize, like, oh man, that caused an incredible amount of division in our country. So I realize now going into this election, I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't do that because my goal is to bring our country together. I believe in that, in my DNA. So in the spirit of that, there's going to be no endorsement." Johnson added, "Not that I'm afraid of it at all. But it's just I realize that this level of influence, I'm going to keep my politics to myself, and I think it's between me and the ballot box."